is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show, into the final weekend of WHL action before the holiday break. And yes, when we talk to holiday season, it's all about the World Juniors. 12 WHL players have cracked Canada's World Junior team. We'll take you to their training camp in Banff, Alberta, ahead of two pre-tournament games set for Red Deer. As well, 9 of the top 10 picks from last week's WHL prospects draft have been signed by their WHL clubs. We'll have a rundown of that. Tri-City American 16-year-old D-man Lucas Dragicevic has been named the WHL Player of the Week. We'll catch up with him. And it's a new audiobook out about hockey confidence and how to develop the mental side of your game. We'll close out the show with a look at that. First up, 12 players from the Western Hockey League have made Team Canada for the 2022 IIHF World Junior Hockey Championship. A strong contingent as Canada will look for redemption at Edmonton starting Boxing Day against the Czech Republic. The list includes goaltender Sebastian Kosa of the Edmonton Oil Kings and Dylan Garand of the Kamloops Blazers, defenseman Ronan Seeley and Olin Zellweger from the Everett Silvertips, Caden Gooley of the Edmonton Oil Kings, and Carson Lambos of the Winnipeg Ice up front, Justin Sorda from the Vancouver Giants, Jake Neighbors and Dylan Gunther from the Edmonton Oil Kings, Kamloops Blazers, Logan Stankoven, Ridley Gregg of the Brandon Wheat Kings, and 16-year-old Connor Bedard of the Regina Pats. Now, Bedard joining a very small exclusive list all-time of 16-year-olds who have made the Canadian World Junior team.
You hear the list of names and, you know, it kind of, you can't even really believe, you know, for me to be a part of that group is pretty surreal. And I'm just really grateful that, you know, they did pick me. You know, it's a lot to pick a 16-year-old, so it's definitely really exciting, and you know, I'm really grateful to be a part of that group.
Canada's Director of Player Personnel, Alan Miller.
He's one of those elite players that the higher the level, the better the players, the better he is, and that's really reflective of his high hockey IQ, and he just came into this camp and said, "You got to put me on the team."
As for what kind of success Bedard can have in this tournament against players 2 and 3 years older than him?
I don't know. I mean, you know, obviously it's going to be a high level of skill. You know, you're playing the best 19-year-olds in the world. So, you know, I'm hoping I can contribute and you know, be a, you know, difference maker.
And also, it looks like we could see an all-WHL line up front when the tournament opens. A trio of Justin Sortif, Ridley Gregg, and Jake Neighbors have been practicing in Banff, looking to bring a physical, tenacious, and skilled game to the equation. Neighbors from the Edmonton Oil Kings told TSN Sports there's a lot of familiarity in that group.
Three guys who have played together for a long time. I've known Justin and Ridley for, you know, quite a few years now. We played on a lot of different teams together and things like that, so I think those are two guys that compete really hard. You know, I think that's something we can be like an everything line. You know, a team that can get it on the forecheck, be physical, shut down team's top lines, and, you know, at the same time produce for our team. So, you know, I think we can play with speed, and, you know, we work well with each other. I know we're all really close friends.
And he likes what his line mates will bring to the game.
Plays, he's always, you know, using his stick to, you know, kind of agitate you, things like that. I think Swords is, you know, someone who's physical and also so dominant on the puck and, you know, so fast. So he's hard to play against on both sides of the ice. And, you know, I think I, you know, fall into that category as well with the two of them. So I think the three of us all together can be, you know, kind of that edgy line that, you know, produces and is good on the right side of the puck as well.
Several WHL players from around the league are now joining international team selection camps from the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Sweden, and Denmark. We'll have a complete rundown of those players coming up in our next show after the Christmas break.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
It's been a signing frenzy of first-round talent from last week's WHL prospects draft. The Spokane Chiefs first to announce the signing of Berkeley Catton, the first overall selection, while the Tri-City Americans inking second overall pick Jordan Gavin. The Brandon Wheat Kings have added third and fourth overall picks to the mix, Charlie Elick and Roger McQueen, while the Red Deer Rebels have signed Ole Josephson. The fifth overall pick, in fact, has made his Rebels debut back on Wednesday night against the Swift Current Broncos. Medicine Hat Tigers plan to do the same with 8th overall pick Thomas Mercek. He's expected to debut this weekend. While the Lethbridge Hurricanes signed 10th overall selection Miguel Marcus. He debuted earlier this week. An exciting time for a new round of WHL prospects coming into the league. The Canadian Hockey League has announced 10 games from the 2021-22 regular season schedule will be televised by TSN as part of the CHL's new multi-platform, multi-year broadcast rights partnership. There's three WHL contests confirmed to be part of the TSN broadcast schedule, beginning with a matchup between the Prince George Cougars and the Vancouver Giants Friday, January 14th. Other games on the schedule, Friday, January 21st, the Regina Pats will take on the Brandon Wheat Kings, and Friday, February 4th, it's a BC division battle between the Kamloops Blazers and the Vancouver Giants.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Tri-City Americans defenseman Lucas Dragicevic helped the Ams get on a roll last week. 5 points and a pair of wins. Veteran voice of the Americans, Craig West, has more from Kennewick, Washington.
Lucas, you're in rare territory, 16 years old, and you're a Player of the Week. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's a great honor. It's something that I achieved, but our team played great those two games that past weekend, so it's a team effort for sure.
It definitely got some attention. It got the Americans out of last place, but you had your first ever multi-point game, a three-point game, and you had to feel good in that first game against Everett, a 7-5 Wild affair.
Yeah, it was a great game, but I just felt like everything was going our way. Like, pucks were bouncing for us, pucks were going in, but yeah, it was great. Our team played awesome, too.
Second game, you schooled a little bit. It was a 5-2 game, a little more common, but you continued rolling on. Not a bad weekend when you get 5 points in two games.
No, it was awesome. It was great. Our goalies played great for us. They held us in both games, and we were lucky enough to come up with 4 points that weekend.
You're just barely in your career. Last year you had an opportunity. How much did playing the five games in that short spring season take?
It was great. It helped me so much just to play in the five games. It was helped me. I learned what I need to work on for the summer, and I really focused on the real details and got a lot better.
I know you caught the attention of Don Knockbauer working with you, who's now in Stockton with the Flames, but he would talk about how skilled you were and how hard you wanted to work and stay on the ice time. How did that help you out?
Don was great. Don was my first coach here, and he helped me so much. Every day he would work with me, and every day he would get me a little bit better so I can achieve the goal and just come back as a 16-year-old and be effective.
You come from the Delta program, and I've had some fun on the air calling you the Delta Force. And for people in the 80s, you remember the movies, but for you, it's something you don't know. I guess you'll probably have to watch it now, but you got a chance to call one of your former teammates that was the first draft pick. Talk about that.
Yeah, Jordan Gavin, he's a great player, great kid, and I'm super excited to play with him because I know he's going to be a special player one day.
Well, yeah, that. You've already got players that are here from the Delta program, and talk a little bit about them, too.
Yeah, we are really super close friends, and we're all really tight, so I think that just really helps us on the ice, and I think in the future we're all going to be a really close team because we all really know each other.
It had to help you when you came in here. You already knew people that were in the room, and you know, just being comfortable is that comfort level has to be special.
Yeah, it made me a lot more comfortable. I know it made them a lot more comfortable, so it just made the transition a lot easier for us.
I know it's your first year, but you probably have set some goals. Can you share some of them with us?
Yeah, my goal is obviously just to get better every single day and then be trusted by the coaches, just every situation, just be out there and have the coach have faith in me so he can put me out there and have no worries with it.
Lucas, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Isabel Hampton Stone is a human performance consultant, and she's also an author. She authored a book, Hockey Confidence, Train Your Brain to Win in Hockey and in Life, back in 2016. Now, that book is now available via audio version, an audio book, which is now available on audible.com. Izzy joins us from Sun Peaks here today. Izzy, thanks for making time for us here. Really excited about your new project.
Well, thank you very much. I've had, over the years, many people say, why don't you do an audio version? I guess I was just looking for the person with the right voice, John.
There you go. And more on that in a second. Good teaser, Izzy, for sure. Let's go back to the origins of this. This was published in 2016 originally. You are a human performance consultant, but you have worked with hockey players at the junior level, at the NHL level. And what motivated you to initially write this book, Izzy?
Absolutely. What I was finding was there are certain steps that everyone can take, but particularly in the hockey world, where mental performance, human performance, isn't talked about quite as much as physical performance. You know, and when I go to work, I'm dealing with a lot of guys that it may not be comfortable for them to share initially, hey, my confidence isn't so good, what can I do? So there are absolutely basic steps that work. And what I found is, as I was teaching this, it was the same lessons that we were doing at the foundation level with my guys at the Kamloops Blazers at the WHL, as I was using the same tips at the foundation level with my guys in the NHL. And I thought, you know what, I can save these guys a lot of time by giving them exactly what they needed to prepare to work with me. And they could use the book and now the audio at any time that works for them. And even those that don't work with me, they can have something that suits the way they learn, and also have real life examples of how each of the tips really made a difference to either a player at the junior level or someone in the NHL.
Book is called Hockey Confidence, Train Your Brain to Win in Hockey and in Life. You know, and going through this book and being part of this project, Izzy, really some important things came up that are timeless. And that is, you know, dealing with anxiety, dealing with self-esteem and self-sabotage. It's been a real troubling couple of years. It's been difficult. And then you add in someone playing high-performance athletics or hockey, and things can really be difficult to manage here. So tell me why it was important to really try to build up self-esteem and take away self-sabotage while dealing with potential anxiety.
Yeah, for sure. If you imagine how much energy, mental energy, is used up every day by people who doubt their own ability, even in that split second on the ice as they're just about to take a shot, if they're feeling self-doubt, that's lost them time, that's lost them potential, that's potentially lost them the game. If they can get out ahead of their self-doubt, they can get back to enjoying playing the game like they did when they were a kid. The results speak for themselves.
You know, when I was helping you with this project to get it off the ground and the audio version now available, you know, I'm not a high-performance athlete, as you know. I am a radio broadcaster. But a lot of these tips and chapters are transferable in life, not only for hockey. You don't really have to be a high-performance athlete to benefit from this, it seems.
Absolutely. What I found was that sometimes the languaging has to change. If someone is sharing with you ways to help you, if you don't feel that they're speaking your language, sometimes the message doesn't get through. What I found was, even though these tips and tools can be used all across the board with different sports, even with high-performance radio personalities, what I found was, if it's got to be received in a way that feels comfortable. So the essence of this book was to share the information in a way that the person either reading it or hearing it felt that I was truly with them and understood at least partly, deeply, what they were going through.
Our guest is Isabel Hampton-Stone. She is a human performance consultant, and her latest book is now available in audio version. Why the change to an audio version of this book? It's been a bestseller in its regular format, but let's talk about your motivation to make it into an audio book.
You bet. When I wrote the original book, I had no idea that there would be such a demand for the book. What quickly followed is we're on long coach trips, we're on long plane trips, we're on long road trips. We need something to listen to. That's the reason why the audiobook came about. I was being open to what people were asking for. I didn't know the demand was there.
Izzy, this would make a great gift. We talked about it now. It is the holiday season. Where is it available? Not only the paperback version, but the new audio version that we've now collaborated on.
absolutely. The way to get hold of the book is through Amazon on Audible.
Great stuff. We'll look for that. This has been a project that I'm happy that you brought me in on. It was a first-time experience for myself, and not only was it great to work with you, it also taught me a lot of things and have armed me with some tips to better myself in my process in my day-to-day life as well, Izzy. So great job on this. We look forward to seeing the progress come together with your new audiobook, and we appreciate you breaking this all down for us here. Have a great holiday season.
Thank you, John. Isn't it interesting that when the right voice tells the story that you just need to hear at the right time, everything comes together? John, I'm so thrilled to have you as part of this project. Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Want to say thanks to Craig West for his help along with our guests. WHL Radio Show now pauses for the holiday season. I'm John Keane. You enjoy the holiday break.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.